kiss. Something tells me that there is going to be makeup smeared all over this microphone. So those of you in the know what we're talking about. Everybody else, tune in. Find out. Enjoy.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I want you to kiss me right here.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm sorry. I've never really done this before. You want a drink or something?
Well, why don't we start off by kissing? Is that okay?
Okay.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
You told him to kiss me.
Lady, if I'd known he was going to kiss you, I wouldn't send a boy to do a man's job.
Oh, that's for the man. You can tell him the job's filled.
Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
It's been a month or two.
kiss me right there?
Question we can't answer.
Here's one, geniuses. What's it like to kiss a girl?
I just hate when the girl says, wait, 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 wait. I really want her by my side. Don't hesitate. I really want her. Baby, don't leave me.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. It's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and another thing about our sound collages is they always match a theme, which this evening is one I'm calling How About a Little Kiss. Thanks so much to my friend and former WMFO DJ, Derek Gary, for introducing the show this episode. And you know, this being a Tears of the Gods, we always go deep, concentrating on one particular artist in some way, and maybe just one or two genres. And tonight, we are going to be exploring the music of one of the most influential and popular rock bands. Yes, I'm talking about Kiss, a band formed in 1973 in New York City. And, you know, I think even the people who hate them have to concede the tremendous influence that Kiss had on modern culture. There were three records that I bought initially when I saved up my paperboy money and bought an Electrophonic stereo system. And one of them was this triple album, Kiss the Originals, a special package of their first three vinyl LPs, their eponymous first album, and then Dress to Kill and the third album, Hotter Than Hell. And they certainly made a big influence on me. We'll be playing the first song that I figured out how to play on my own, Cold Gin, later on. But we've got so much great music, because what we're going to be doing is mixing up all sorts of songs about Kisses with songs by the band Kiss, and then cool cover versions of their songs by other artists, because there were so many kids who were influenced and then later on went to become big-selling musicians themselves. So we started off the show with, a whole bunch of clips from who knows where, right? Yeah. And then it was a live version of Kiss and Coming Home from their MTV Unplugged album. And then it was John Lennon and Yoko Ono with their song Kiss, Kiss, Kiss from their Double Fantasy album. And then another song, a studio song from Kiss, from Rock and Roll Over, that album. It was called Making Love, and that song sure got a riff. We've got so much great music for you this evening by and about Kisses, including Tom Jones and the Art of Noise in the next set, and also Shania Twain later on, the Mighty Bosstones, the Neat Beats. We've got Garth Brooks in the next set. Yeah, some country, a country cover of a Kiss song that was their biggest hit. Yeah, that's a trivia question for you. And also John 5. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Barry White and the Love Unlimited Orchestra. This is a love's theme. So, one thing that I do want to say, talking about their lead guitarist, who certainly had a lot of trouble in his life because of his addictions, And Ace Frehley at one point arrested for drunk driving. And I just want to remind you, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a motorized vehicle and driving, because people die that way. So we're going to start off the next set and, in fact, go full circle with one of my favorite ever four-chord riffs. And this is the version. There are several versions of them. This is the version I like best from that same Rock and Roll Over album. Here's Gene Simmons and Kiss and calling Dr. Love.
I just want your extra time and your you gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama, I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Kiss your ass to your satisfaction.
If never I'd met you, I'd never have seen you cry. If not for a first hello, we never have to say goodbye. If never I held you, my feelings would never show. It's time I start walking, but there's so much that you'll never know. I keep telling you a hard luck woman, you ain't a hard luck woman. Red's the sailor's only daughter, the child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Red, I really love you, I can't forget about you. A hard love woman, baby, till you find your man. Before I go, let me kiss you and wipe the tears from your eyes. I don't wanna hurt you, girl, you know I could never lie. I keep telling you a hard love woman, you ain't a hard love woman. A hard love woman, baby, till you find your man. Red's the sailor's only daughter, a child of the water, too proud to be a queen. Red's, I really love you, I can't forget about you.
I'd like to kiss you, but I just washed my hair.
Such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Or maybe you're listening on our web stream at WMFO.org. Or there are a couple of other ways that you can listen on the web. In any case, this is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. I'm Edward Bukert, and our theme this week is called How About a Little Kiss, as we play for you many original songs by one of the most influential and biggest selling and controversial rock and roll bands ever. We're also playing cool covers of some of their songs by other artists and songs about kisses and kissing in general, as well as those audio clips from who knows where. We went full circle in that last set, beginning and ending with two different versions of Gene Simmons' written Callin' Dr. Love, which is one of my favorite four-chord riff songs. We commenced that set with the original version on their Rock and Roll Over album. And then we heard from The Art of Noise and Tom Jones covering a Prince Penn song, Kiss. Next up, it was Garth Brooks performing Kiss's biggest selling single, rather unlikely song, sung by their drummer Peter Criss, who also co-wrote it, Hard Luck Woman. And that was off of a quite fine compilation of Kiss songs regrooved by other artists called Kiss My Ass. And then it was Cyndi Lauper with I'll Kiss You. And then we finished things up with Shandy's Addiction in their version of Callin' Dr. Love. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, my ambiance, is Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica and the Arab Dance from Mr. Ho's Third River Rangoon album. And thanks so much to former WMFO DJ Easy Ed. DJ Easy Ed, who was also a DJ, for turning me on to this great album. So in the next set, well, we're going to hear a cover of Detroit Rock City by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. And it's got a kind of cool little set of audio bits from who knows where to introduce it. Also, the Telecaster virtuoso, John Five, who was just as a little kid, totally taken away by the Kiss fantasies, and as he explained in an interview, he really did believe that Ace Frehley was from another planet, a star man from another planet, and Gene Simmons was a demon from hell. And we're gonna end up concluding the set with a song by Gene Simmons that, well, in these days of 2020, definitely would not have gone over and become anything like a successful single to the extent that it did. But in the 1970s, it certainly was a hit for that dirty old man. Yeah, we'll call him that. And we're going to start the set with a song that came out in the disco era And I distinctly remember all of my friends who were really into Kiss too, and dealing with other people who said, "Oh, Kiss, yeah, they sold out, they've gone disco." And, well, they did, but in many ways, Kiss was always about selling out anyway. Certainly, that's what Gene Simmons, part of his genius with merchandising everything. In any case, here is some more pretty rockin' music from Kiss as we explore our theme. How about a little Kiss here on WMFO in Medford?
Love you, baby. You were made. goodnight kiss is that? We're not married.
One new message.
It's Gene Simmons. Dickie, about Detroit Rock City, so far, another Mercury act. I think Kid Joe's got dibs on that. Originally it was Megadeth, but we didn't think they were right for the record. So I think Kid Joe took Detroit Rock City. My suggestion is any other song that you want to do is fine.
Saturday night, 9 o'clock and radio's the only light.
know something? A kiss is worth more than 1,000 words.
Then why didn't you stop talking?
I'm in love, it's love this time. It just seems to fit. I think I'm in love, this love is mine. I can see took the weight of the world off my shoulders.
Some old lady's ass on my holiday. You heard what I spelled.